For fans who had watched him since his days as a Carolina schoolboy, what emerged now was not just the skill, but the willpower. Those who remembered his raw potential now saw the results of a lifetime of hard work.
He would go to JV practice, and then he'd go to varsity practice. We played ball games, and after games were over, he'd run what we call suicides or line drills. He'd run those by himself.
I just marveled at his work habits, even then. With his competitiveness, to go with all that dedication, it was something to see.
The weakest part of Michael's game on the offensive end was the shooting. So he obviously mastered something that everybody said he couldn't do when he came out of college. And he did it by shooting consistently. The other thing that people told him that he wasn't really a good defensive player. And he found a way not only to become a great defensive player, but the best defensive player in the NBA. This guy said, "Those are my weaknesses. I'm going to figure out how to make those my strengths." And he did it.